I was just looking up the history or the origin of the bagel. I guess it kind of centered around Poland. And it started to be used in Jewish ceremony, you know, where they couldn't cook and do certain things. There were certain ways they would prepare it, and there's a whole list of it that the Jews dominated the use of that type of first boil of it's a wheat flour recipe, and first boiled and then baked. There's several versions of the bagel, how it got its hole, and some conjecture as to it would being in the shape of a stirrup for the king of Poland. I started reading it, but anyway, all the different name derivations that led up to the word that we know so well as the bagel. Well, I do have my cinnamon raisin bagel. I haven't started eating it yet. My second cup of tea. And enjoyed the transmission. Didn't miss any of it as I went downstairs with the outside speaker stuck in my ear, and was able to get this all done. Getting back to the egg cream, you probably know this, and you hit the nail on the head. It's milk syrup and seltzer, and the syrup is vanilla syrup. Well, cream soda is vanilla soda, and you can get a very close duplicate of a homemade egg cream. I've done it quite often. Is you have to do it with the milk first. You pour the milk in the glass, about a third of the glass or so, or a quarter of the glass, depending on how strong you like it, and vigorously pour in a fresh open bottle of cream soda, a quality green cream soda, so that it foams up and gives you that egg cream appearance. Which, as we know, there was never any eggs in an egg cream. At least maybe there was at one time, but I don't remember it. And doing a chocolate egg cream would be chocolate syrup, seltzer, and, of course, remember Fox's You Bet chocolate syrup? That was kind of the most accurate form of the commercial chocolate syrup you found in a fountain. Good old candy store. And, of course, the Coke-shaped glass that fit in the metal holder. And you had to have that long spoon, and as you put the seltzer in, you really vigorously stirred it, so you got a good head on the egg cream. Boy, I could taste it now. But if the object is to make it at home is to have a fresh bottle of cream soda, and that's your vanilla soda, as you know. And you put the milk in it and just pour that in, because that's one way my mother used to get me to drink milk years ago, is to mix it with cream soda, because I didn't like milk.